Comparison is tough. And anyone who tells you that it's not is fucking lying. Okay. Just get your head around that right now. Okay. We all have this feeling of comparison where we look at other people, we see what they're doing, what they're not doing, and how we are in relationship to that other person. We look at the fucking competition. Okay. And it doesn't always make us feel good. It really fucking doesn't, because we look at them and it's like, oh God, how could that person have the things that I want? And we have that feeling of not good enough, right? It sinks into our soul. We feel it so deep in our fucking bones, like, in the chest, right? That like kind of collapsing anxiety feeling of like, oh God, what if she's better than me? Right. We all have that. Every single one of us, no matter where you are in your journey, we all have that. It's just that some of us have different tools to deal with it than others, okay? Because it's not something that goes away. It really doesn't. As you ascend, as you climb, as you get higher, guess what? There's always more competition. You're never at the top. That's not how it works, okay? No one can keep up with Tony Robbins. Oh, Tony Robbins can't even keep up with Tony Robbins, okay? So it's always going to be there. So that doesn't mean that you need to make it go away or stuff it down deep and never fucking talk about it again. It means that you get to be honest about it. And when you start being honest with yourself, that's when shit starts to shift. If you're not like, I'm not comparing myself, I'm only about collaboration. That's my favorite. I collaborate, I don't compare. Bitch, shut the fuck up, okay? That's just lying. You may have been able to get yourself into believing that, but at some level, it did start with comparison, because saying that line about collaboration in itself is a motherfucking defense mechanism, okay? It's okay. You don't have to lie. You can fucking tell the truth. You don't have to fake it till you make it. You can say, it fucking sucks when I start to feel like I'm not good enough, or like I feel like someone is better than me. That sucks. You get to say that. You get to fucking tell the truth. You don't have to lie, okay? In this podcast world of unicorns with no pants on, we can't lie, because then we can't improve. We can't improve if we're lying to ourselves. And when you get triggered by that thing, right, that thing, that ugly head goes and rears itself and says, ooh, they're catching up to you. They're going to be better than you. You better hurry up. You better start running. That feeling is a trigger, right? What is that really about? What is that really about for you underneath? All the surface level things where you try and dismiss it, you try and get out of it, and you try and make the justifications of like, that's not real. That's not really what's happening. Yes, it is. When someone else is getting better, they are getting closer to you. That is the fucking truth. Does that matter? Well, yes, on different levels for different people, because it affects people differently. Now, you're going to have the coaches that are going to tell you, don't worry about the competition. Don't look at them. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Block them. Don't look at them. You don't want to focus on the competition. You want to focus on yourself. And that is fucking true. But I'm the kind of person that likes to double challenge myself, because that's how I do shit, right? I like to do it the hard way so that I learn how to do it the hard way, so I can teach it the hard way. And because I like to have a full understanding of the scope of myself and how I really truly feel, because that depth of understanding gives me competitive edge. It makes me better. It makes me better than I was yesterday, because when I get triggered, when I get challenged, when I feel that feeling, I know that that is really an opportunity to get better, to level the fuck up, right? So these triggers that you feel are not bad. They're opportunities. So when you feel that feeling in your chest that is collapsing, like, oh my God, that girl is getting so much better than me, right? What is that really about for you? Can you look at it honestly and tell yourself the truth? You don't have to tell everyone. You don't have to tell everybody on Facebook, but you have to fucking tell yourself if you want to get better, okay? It's an opportunity. So when you sit with yourself and you say, okay, what is this really about? A couple ways that you can really do this is to feel into it physically, is to separate the emotion from the physicality. Can you say, what is the sensation that I'm physically feeling in my body? I know that when I get triggered by comparison, it's in my chest. I feel it very much like in my solar plexus, in my heart chakra. Like I feel that feeling of, ugh, and it's tight and it's closing in and it's like, I can't breathe. Okay. The panic feeling, that fight or flight feeling where my adrenaline pumps a little bit, right? That's the physicality. So feel into that for yourself. Take a couple deep breaths. Feel into that place in your physical body. And then you can start to separate the emotions. Okay. We can get the physical feeling. We can take three deep breaths into that actual space, that place in my chest. You can breathe into it three big times and really feel it and open it up and say, okay, now what are the emotional feelings that I'm getting from this? Not the physical, but what are the emotional ones? Fear, right? That dread feeling. What if I'm not good enough? Those what ifs kind of start to come in. What if she's better than me? Also, injustice. She's not better than me. Why is she making money? Who is paying this bitch? Anger, right? The anger triggers hard for me because I'm an anger-based person. Anger is my core emotion. My core defense mechanism is anger. We all have different core distressing kind of emotions, right? Well, of course, we all have core responses to them as well. So my core response is anger. So I'm going to go into not sadness and that like hold myself up in the corner. I'm going to go into defensiveness. I'm going to go into that pattern of fuck that bitch, right? And in some ways that does serve me, right? Just like being sad about something in some ways does serve you. So once you can identify that emotion, I can say, okay, I'm angry. I'm angry that this person is selling things because I don't think she deserves to. And I think her shit sucks. And I go into that story about why I'm so much better than her, right? That serving piece is really helping to bolster me against having to feel the true thing is that it's the fear of abandonment, right? I'm scared that my clients might leave and go to her, or that my potential clients could get scooped up and go to her, or that I'm missing out on money, or that I'm not doing something, right? Abandonment. I'm not good enough. And I know that, right? So I know that distressing emotion really well because I've done the consistent work around it. So I know how to soothe it. And so I can soothe it swiftly now because I've done the practice. So I can visualize and do the things that I do to create that alignment, put my feet in the dirt, if you will, ground myself into a soothed emotion of really moving forward. Not stuffing it down deep, not ignoring it, but really going through the feelings and through the emotions. And sometimes that trigger takes longer than others, right? Because maybe I'm not really willing to let go of my anger. Maybe I'm still mad about it. Maybe I want to go talk to somebody else about it and vent and feel that feeling of vindication and have external validation first and then seek internal validation. And that's okay. We all come to it in our own ways. But the more time that you spend having to soothe that distressing emotion is more time that you're not spending on building your empire, on recording your podcast today, on selling another person into your program right now, instead of spending time going and bitching to somebody else about what this person did, distracting yourself from what you could be doing right now. So in my not so professional, in my unicorn opinion, you guys, I think it's best to not ignore the competition, but to look at the competition, watch what they're doing, not to the point where you're not watching what you're doing, but notice when they do things that trigger you, because that's a clue for you. That's something that you can learn by exposing yourself to this. You're challenging yourself. You're putting yourself in somewhere where you do feel uncomfortable. You do feel that feeling in your chest and that interruption in your breath pattern. You are being challenged in that moment. And when you are being challenged, you can choose to build muscle, right? Muscle memory to help you to soothe that distressing emotion faster so that you can get back to focusing on you and not focusing on them. But if you don't follow any of them, if you are not in their circles, if you don't see what they're doing because you're only focused on yourself, you are cheating yourself out of an experience. And that experience is to build strength around what it is to be challenged, because the competition just flat out is challenging. They help you to level the fuck up when you can recognize that. And you may fucking hate that bitch, and that's cool. I hate them too. Okay. I do. I fucking hate them. I hate their slimy tactics. I hate the way they do shit. I hate their pink and white taupe copy cutter, cookie cutter banners. I fucking hate it. But the more time I spend hating them, the less time I spend working on myself, right? So that's allowing them to get further than me. That's allowing them to win. And once I recognize that pattern that I'm allowing them to win, oh no, that's not going to fucking happen, right? I'm not going to allow that shit. That right there helps me turn the corner. It helps me shift into soothing my distressing emotion, grounding myself, putting myself in my feet into the dirt so that I can get back on and focus on the things that I know move my needle instead of worrying about what they're doing. Okay. But that doesn't come from ignoring it. It doesn't come from pretending they're not there. It comes from facing it, really facing my fear and saying to myself, am I really concerned that this person is better than me? And what if they are? Because there are people that are better than me, right? Okay. There are people out there that are better than you. That's how it is. So if there's people out there right now who are better than you at what you do, why does it matter if there's one more? And it's just like the haters, right? There's people out there that hate you. There's people you went to high school with that hate you. You know, there's people that are in your family that hate you. There's people that you go to church with that hate you. There's people in the grocery store that hate you. There's definitely people on the road that hate you. What's one more? Okay. Haterade is haterade, and it exists whether you choose to acknowledge it or not. There are people out there that fucking hate you. So get over it, right? There are people out there that are competing with you that are just fucking better than you. Get over it. Does that mean that you're terrible? Does that mean you can't serve anybody? No, that's not what it fucking means. It just means that Tony Robbins is a better fucking life coach than you. Okay. It means that Russell Brunson is making more money than you. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that your money doesn't have value. It's okay to compare yourself to other people. I know, unpopular fucking unicorn opinions. Okay. It is okay to compare yourself to other people because it helps you to learn about yourself. It helps you to identify your trigger markers within you so that you can soothe them and level up faster. Because when you know what your triggers are and you create a viable solution to soothe those triggers, then when you get triggered next time, guess what? You're going to be able to move through it faster. And with more ease because you've done it before. So the more times you expose yourself to this, the faster you fucking swim, right? Because you've built those muscles. You have the muscle memory and you get to move through it easier. And that's how you create more competitive edge. So if you put yourself in the fucking bubble and you never fucking experience anything, the second that bubble pops, you better expect to get sick because you're gonna get sick. Right? Because you haven't built up a resistance. You haven't built up a tolerance to the germs around you. It's no fucking different with the competition. If you never look at them, then don't be surprised when you fucking crumble when somebody puts them in front of your face. So I don't know about you, but for me, I'm not interested in crumbling. I'm not interested in fucking falling apart. So I want to expose myself in micro doses. I want to build up my tolerance, build up my resistance, learn how to soothe my distressing emotions one at a time instead of in a soul crushing cacophony of seeing how many people are better than me. It hurts the ego. It does. But the truth is, you can soothe your own ego. You can create that internal validation. And once you start to do that, that's when you can truly collaborate. That's when you can truly open yourself up to standing next to the competition and celebrating their wins. You can't do that until you've soothed your distressing emotions. And for those of you that are out there saying, but Nicole, I'm happy for them. Bitch, no, you're not. Okay? You don't have to fucking lie to me. Don't lie to the mirror. You don't have to lie. It's okay to not be happy for them. It's not okay to stay not happy for them. Eventually, you get to turn the corner and do the work. Okay. And I know, it doesn't may not feel like that. Right now, it may feel like you are happy for them and you do really feel the things, then they're not really your competition. They're somebody that you see as above you and has a justification for being better than you. But when you see someone who you know beyond a fucking shadow of a doubt, you know that you are better than them, that you care more than they do, that your program is better than theirs, that your clients get better results than theirs do. When you know that for a motherfucking fact and you see that person make more money than you, oh, you believe me, you will be triggered because that's how it goes, right? That's being honest. And when you step into that trigger point, instead of running away from it, instead of faking it till you make it, instead of fucking pretending, then you can eventually get to the point where you are happy for them. And again, that doesn't take time. It only takes intention, right? We can make the decision. But hiding from the emotions and pretending that you're happy for someone when you're not, is not being honest. And if you're not honest with yourself, well, you're selling yourself short, you're taking opportunities away from yourself, and you're giving your competitive advantage to the competition. So suck on that shit, bitches. Real unicorns don't wear pants, and real unicorns don't fucking lie to themselves.
Take off your pants. Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants. For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button and remember, #fuckpants.